Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you today. And it's time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on Keystone. Well, a lot of wonderful things are happening in the Keystone School System, and here to tell us more about that is the superintendent, Dan White. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're welcome, and thank you for having me on the air, Andy.
Well, so many things to discuss. There are a lot of great things going on, and I want to begin with something that actually goes down this weekend. You guys have a family fall fest. What are the details?
Yeah, two of our high school teachers, Mrs. Heffernan and then Carrie Dovedeal, are putting together this Family Fall Fest for us, where they've invited our boosters to come and have an opportunity to fundraise, and our students and their families to come enjoy fall activities. And there's going to be some games for the kids to play, food, there's a baking contest, and it's the first time we're doing it. We're giving it a try, see how it works, but we're optimistic for a positive turnout and hopefully good weather to go with it.
Yeah, right now it looks like Mother Nature is going to play nice. They're talking about sunshine and temperatures in the mid-60s for Saturday, so hopefully that forecast does not change.
Right.
Seems like things worked out extraordinarily well not long ago when the sixth graders went a little further south to here, and they went to something called Camp New Hop. So what all goes down at this Camp New Hop trip?
Camp New Hop is like just a wonderful opportunity for our students to really bond. They're down at Camp New Hop in Ashland County for 3 days, 2 nights. While there, they break them up into what they call tribes, and the students just spend a lot of time outdoors learning about animals, learning about streams, rocks, minerals, plants. They're working with their teachers while they're down there to learn basically from the outdoors. They also get an opportunity to participate on a ropes course. So a lot of them are facing fears like climbing heights and things of that nature. They love it. It's something that they spend a lot of time raising money for. And then once they've gone throughout the year, the sixth grade teachers are able to refer back to the trip. And students themselves refer back to that trip as kind of a benchmark for them, almost, if you will, in regards to having a great start to their middle school experience.
And it sounds like the middle school experience has been a pretty darn good one so far this year. And there are some new courses available at the middle school as well. What kinds of light can you shed on the new courses there?
We really increased our electives this year. Our teachers went through a process last year with making middle level grades work with the State Department. And what they did was sat down and said, you know, what are things we could teach that would interest our students and provide opportunities for them to learn and just be engaged? And some of the new courses we have are Mrs. Gagnon, our librarian, is teaching production, graphic design, photography. Those three courses are really exciting because she uses them interdisciplinary, so that some of the work they're doing in photography and graphic design then becomes part of production as they produce the announcements for the students during the school day. Some other examples we have include Mrs. Damon. Jackie Damon is our STEM electives course teacher, and she's teaching forensics, which includes like crime scenes type of things. She's teaching robotics, and she's also teaching advanced engineering principles. From the arts perspective, Mrs. Wolfitz is teaching a visual design course that's new for us this year. And then Mr. Benson, our music teacher, is teaching music technology class, where students are using technology to create music, themes, things of that nature to go with pictures or movies. It's just really exciting. I mean, the kids are loving it. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from both the students and parents. And that's not all the courses, believe it or not. We also have Mrs. Krolzik is doing a new course called Energy and Environmental Science. In this course, two of the main projects, one is focused on using drones, and the other is focused on using solar cars. So any day you go through our middle school, you can see our students doing projects. They're just phenomenal, things we never did when we were in middle school. We love it. The kids are loving it. It's a really exciting time for us.
Yeah, sounds like the kids are really having a blast with that. And I know that's certainly part of what you guys are trying to instill here, a new way of learning. And it seems like you guys are getting some help along the way as well. We were talking before we came on the air about this STEM program that you guys have at the elementary level, and it sounds like you guys most recently got a grant for that. That's very exciting news.
It is exciting. We have two kindergarten teachers, Brooke Atkins and Allison Smith, submitted a grant to the Nordson Corporation Foundation and won $600 for bringing its title, Engineering is Elementary. It's a curriculum they can use in the classroom, project-based learning where students are trying to solve a problem. There's a parent component, so after school, parents can come and enjoy some of the activities with their children in the classroom and get a chance to experience some of the things the students are doing. We're just so grateful. One, for teachers who are willing to put in their time and look for these opportunities for our students and their families. So grateful for the Nordson Corporation who provides this funding so we can pay for these things. We are really changing the way students learn from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Again, we've got you dialed into the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Our guest today is Keystone Superintendent Dan White. You guys won a state award for something called PBIS, which is the Positive Behavior Intervention Support System. And for those that don't know what that is, please explain and why it's such a big deal that you guys won a state award for this.
For so many adults that are learning, I'm sure you recall that when we were in school, a lot of the focus with behavior was primarily on negative behavior. Otherwise, it really wasn't discussed. You knew if you were being inappropriate or if you were being bad in class. You're getting a detention, a demerit, whatever system you may have had when you were in school. And the state has really rolled out this new program called, just as you said, PBIS, Positive Behavior Intervention Supports, and this system is focusing on what are the expected behaviors, like what do we want you to do? And our district has just been a leader throughout the state. The past 2 years, we've won awards from the Ohio Department of Education, really the highest award we've been eligible for. They kind of make you grow incrementally. So last year, we only qualified for bronze award, and that's what we won. This year, we only have qualified for the silver award, and that's what we won this year. Next year, we'll be up for the gold award, which is the highest you can get, and we're optimistic we'll get that as well. But the PBIS system is that it teaches students what these kind of behaviors we expect them to have when they're on the bus, in the hallway, when they're changing from one class to another. And we're doing this both at all three, I should say, our elementary, middle school, and high school. All three won the Silver Award. So we're really excited. It takes a lot of effort on our staff, on behalf of our staff. It takes our students buy-in, if you will, as they're part of the process. And, it's just been a great – it helps create a great environment. We are focusing on the positives rather than the negatives. And when students do those positive behaviors, they're getting special what we're calling pride tickets. And then once they accumulate so many pride tickets, they get some kind of award that keeps in reinforcing what we're looking for.
Well, speaking of positive things as well, you guys also have the College Credit Plus program at the high school. Tell us how all this works and how that's been a big positive for you guys at the high school level as well.
College Credit Plus has been really a state initiative where students can earn college credit while taking high school courses. So simultaneously, the students are earning high school credit and college credit. These courses go towards their high school graduation, and then, of course, they're earning that college credit at the same time. The great benefit for us is that students can stay on campus. They don't have to leave Keystone High School to go earn college credit. And this year, we were able to add two additional College Credit Plus courses to our high school. We have a leadership course that's taught by our head football coach, Don Griswold. And then Tom Habernick, our head cross-country coach, is teaching Introduction to Programming. Both of those courses are College Credit Plus courses where students are getting that high school credit and college credit at the same time. So we're just really it's exciting that we can provide that opportunity for students who want to take advantage of it.
Before we came on the air, you were also cluing me in on something that you guys have started this year called Wildcat Reader Wednesdays. This, of course, pops up on the Keystone School's YouTube channel. So explain what Wildcat Reader Wednesdays is.
Finding new ways to model for our young students fluent reading. And so a lot of our teachers, especially in grades K through 3, will model fluent reading for our students. This brainstorm came out of our elementary. So what if we started videotaping other people in the district who could model fluent reading for those students. But then teachers could tap into that and could use it on YouTube, use it for small group instruction or whole group instruction, just a chance to create an opportunity for kids to see different people reading fluently and modeling it for them. So we tried that this year. Mrs. Neville, our K through 2 elementary principal, she was the first one. We've had over 100 hits on her reading fluently for the kids. So it's taken off. It's been a hit for us. We're really excited for it.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, before we let you go, whole child students is a topic that certainly comes up when you think about the Keystone School System. Explain that whole process to us.
That's part of our strategic plan. And just focusing on the whole child, right? We know state tests, things of that nature, a lot of times focused on just the academic side, but we're dealing with the whole child, and we want the whole child to be well. So we really encourage our students and try to get information to our families about being healthy, really, and getting enough sleep, eating what we're calling brain food. Healthy food tends to have like a negative stigma with it, so we're calling it brain food, and just the benefits of eating foods that are healthy for you in developing your brain, being focused in class, learning, but overall, like satisfaction with life as well, mental health, feeling good about yourself, all these things are tied together. They don't live in a vacuum unto themselves. So right now, whole child is focused on brain food at this point and time, but we'll continue to expand that. But trying to inform our community and parents and students and keep reinforcing that healthy food helps you have like a balanced, healthy life and helps you perform better and helps you feel better about yourself, which leads to healthy mental thoughts and healthy mental health.
A healthy mental state of mind is something that there's no substitute for, no doubt about it. Well, Dan, we've covered a lot of ground here over the last 10 minutes of Janger. We certainly appreciate the time. So fascinating to learn about all the new, exciting things happening in this Keystone School System. And we appreciate you carving out a few minutes to tell us all about it.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate the opportunity to share the great things that are happening. So thank you to you, Andy, and WEOL for hosting this and allowing me to get on here and brag about the great work our staff's doing and our students. Thank you.
Absolutely, Dan. Thank you. Certainly a lot to brag about. Very, very cool stuff. That's Dan White, Keystone Superintendent, joining us on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.